Religion of the Heart, Part 2. Krishna's Four Super Excellent Qualities. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala Tri Jagan Manasakarshi Murali Kalakujitok Asama Nordva Rupa Shri Vishma Pita Charachara Lila Premna Priyadhikyang Madhuryang Venu Rupayo Ityasadharanang Proktang Govindasya Chatushtayam Evangunash Chaturbedash Chatu Shastir Udahrita Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 23:82-85. Apart from his 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has additionally 4 transcendental qualities which are not manifest even in the personality of Narayan. These are the 4 super excellent qualities that belong exclusively to Krishna and not to any other form of the Lord. Narayan has 60 qualities, and Baladev 62. Krishna has 64. Number 1. Krishna is like an ocean filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder within everyone. 2. In his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrounded by his dear devotees who possess unequaled love for him. 3. He attracts the minds of all the three worlds by the melodious vibration of his flute. 4. His personal beauty and opulence are beyond compare. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. He is so beautiful that he is called Krishna. Lord Krishna is more exalted than ordinary living beings and demigods like Lord Shiva. He is even more exalted than his personal expansion, Narayan. In all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has 64 transcendental qualities in full. Chapter 1. Krishna's Sweet Pastimes. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi. Quote, Krishna is like an ocean filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder within everyone in the three worlds. End of quote. Question. Srila Rupa Goswami says Krishna has 4 super excellent qualities that no other form of the Lord or incarnation has. Could you please explain what these are? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, yes. The first quality, Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi, is that Krishna's pastimes are extremely sweet and relishable all the time. They are far superior to the pastimes of any other form of the Lord, including Narayan. No other form of the Lord has such wonderful pastimes as Krishna. Krishna's pastimes take place in Vrindavan Dham with the Vraja Gopis, the Vraja Balakas, and the Vraja Vasis. They take place in effulgent, ecstatic, and sweetest of sweet ways. Narayan doesn't have these qualities in his pastimes. These qualities don't exist in the pastimes of Narayan, Narayan Lila. Krishna's pastimes begin from his birth. Narayan doesn't have a birth. He is called the unborn. Whoever doesn't have a birth will not have pastimes associated with birth. He won't have a father or mother or any relatives, so he won't have the pastimes associated with birth and childhood, etc. Krishna has a father, a mother, a brother, and a sister, and he also has many friends, lovers, and paramours. He is always playing with the cows and calves, and enjoying with the opulent fruits and sweet-smelling trees in the forests of Vrindavan. He gives pleasure to the Yamuna by bathing in her with the Vraja gopis, and he has many pastimes in the different kunjas, forest groves of Vrindavan. His life is a life full of sweet and wonderful pastimes. Narayan, the supreme creator Vishnu, doesn't have such extraordinary pastimes. When Krishna was present on earth, all other forms of the Lord, as well as the demigods and all the great sages, were astonished to hear about his wonderful pastimes. In fact, all the transcendental and material worlds were astonished to see the pastimes of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, was the king of a society of cowherd men, but he didn't own a castle. He didn't have an opulent house or even any fixed residence. He moved from pasturing ground to pasturing ground, making a thatched house or living in whatever place was available. But in his courtyard, the Supreme Personality of Godhead played. Once Lord Brahma came to join that play. When he came to join that play, he became confused. He couldn't understand who Krishna was. He thought, "Who is this boy playing here? I didn't create him. What is going on here?" Brahma meditated, and through meditation, understood Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he couldn't believe it. He thought, how could the Supreme Personality of Godhead be playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, just like an ordinary child? This is impossible. To see if Krishna really was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma stole all cows, calves, and cowherd boys, put them in a cave, and left. The next day he returned, and he saw to his amazement everything was the same. Krishna was outside playing with everyone. Brahma was puzzled and thought, "I put everyone in a cave yesterday and left, and now they are here exactly like they were yesterday. Maybe there was a hole in the cave and they escaped." Brahma went to the cave and saw Krishna playing inside with everyone. He left the cave and again saw Krishna playing outside and enjoying with all of his paraphernalia. Then Brahma understood. With folded hands, he approached Krishna and said, "O my Lord, I have done wrong. You are always giving consciousness and remembrance to me, and I am always forgetting you. I have forgotten you, and again you have checked me. Please forgive me for my offenses. I confess that anyone who says they know you, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or your unlimited pastimes, can say so, but I say I cannot understand anything about you with my mind, words, or deeds. Jananta eva janantu kimbahuktyana me prabho. Manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavang tavagochara." Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38. Quote, "I can't say anything more. I can only say, whoever says they know you or understand your pastimes can say so. But I say, I cannot understand even a small amount of your unlimited pastimes." End of quote. This is one example of the first quality Srila Rupa Goswami mentions as belonging to Krishna and not to any other incarnation or avatar. Krishna's super excellent pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. Another incident which shows the superiority of Krishna's pastimes was when Brahma went to Dwarka to visit Krishna. When he arrived, he saw many gatekeepers. Brahma has a lot of power, but he saw his power was useless there, otherwise he could have suddenly appeared before Krishna. Brahma waited at the gate and asked the gatekeeper to inform Krishna that he had come. When the gatekeeper informed Krishna, Krishna replied, "Which Brahma?" Brahma heard this through his mystic power and thought, "What sort of nonsense question is that? I am Brahma. Krishna knows I am Brahma." Then Brahma, who is a gentleman, asked the gatekeeper to inform Krishna he was the Chaturmukhi Brahma, the Brahma with four heads. When the gatekeeper informed Krishna of this, Krishna said, "Oh, that Brahma, bring him in, bring him in." After Brahma entered, Krishna showed him a lot of respect. He said, "You have been waiting at the gate a long time. Please don't mind. Come and take your seat. Why have you come?" Brahma said, "I will answer that question later. But first tell me, why did you ask which Brahma? Is there another Brahma besides me?" Krishna gave a little smile and remembered all the Brahmas. "There are many Brahmas. Each universe has its own Brahma, and there are many, many universes. One by one, all the Brahmas came, one with four heads, one with eight heads, one with 10 heads, one with 100 heads, and one with 1,000 heads. Many thousands of Brahmas came to see Krishna, and one by one they all bowed to Krishna's lotus feet. Miraculously, accommodation for all of them took place, and the four-headed Brahma appeared like an insect in front of them. Then suddenly they all stood and asked, 'Why are we so fortunate, O Lord, that you have remembered us? What is your wish?'" Krishna said, "It isn't anything important. I just wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Now you can all go back to your own abodes." After all the Brahmas left, the four-headed Lord Brahma said, "I have my question answered. I am very fortunate your pastimes are going on in my Brahmanda, my universe. I feel very fortunate indeed." Brahma offered many prayers to Krishna, and Krishna gave him his mercy, and Brahma returned happily to his abode. These are the types of pastimes that take place in Krishna Leela. Especially in Vrindavan Dham, they are all full of ecstasy and miraculous for everyone. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Leela Kalola Varidhi. In Narayan Leela, there aren't such pastimes with the cows, the Vraja Balakas, the Vraja Gopis, and all the Vraja Vasis, which take place in Vrindavan Dham 24 hours a day, and which are so wonderful for everyone. Mahaprabhu said that all of Krishna's pastimes are inconceivable, achincha beda beda tattva. It is not possible to understand them from here. We live within the materially conscious world, so it is not possible to understand transcendental consciousness and Krishna's pastimes from here. Every evening in Puri, Mahaprabhu would talk with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai in the Gambira. One evening they were discussing the poetry of Chandidas. Chandidas said in one poem, "Whoever can conceive a garland can be made from the peaks of mountains with a tiny thread, or an elephant can be bound with a spider's web, can understand Krishna's pastimes." You must believe you can bind an elephant with a spider's web before you can understand Krishna's pastimes. When I first joined Srila Guru Maharaj's mission, he asked me if I could do two things. He said, "Can you not follow your mind, and can you follow my instructions?" I said, "Yes," and Guru Maharaj was happy. And then he said, "Can you forget the songs you know?" I was born in a Vaishnava family, and my father was a famous professional singer. Because of that, I had some singing capacity and had memorized all of the Vaishnava songs. Srila Guru Maharaj tested me as to my singing style, meter, etc., by having me sing in front of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. I sang in front of Babaji Maharaj, and he told Guru Maharaj that I knew many songs and was a good singer. A few days later, Guru Maharaj told me to forget those songs. He said they were Sahajya songs, and that condition would increase if I sang them. I said I would not sing those songs. He gave me a book named Sharanagati and marked 32 songs. He asked me to memorize them within a week and said the songs of Madhura Rasa would come later. He said, they will reveal in your heart after Ruchi. When you will get the position of Ruchi or taste, you can learn them. Rupa Goswami showed this in a step-by-step sequence. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sango Ta Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritti Syat Tato Nishta Ruchishtata. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15. When it is necessary for the devotee to know what Vrindavan is, what Govardhan is, what the Yamuna is, and what the forests of Vrindavan are, and what the pastimes of Krishna Leela are, everything will reveal itself in the heart of a surrendered soul. This is the meaning of Srila Guru Maharaj's book, Sri Sri Prapana Jivanamritam, the life nectar of the surrendered souls. When Krishna met Radharani and the Vraja Gopis at Kurukshetra, he said, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritat vaya kalpate dishya yad asin matsneho bhavatinang mad apana. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.44. Quote, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me, my dear gopis. The only reason for my returning to you is the love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune. End of quote. In India, it is customary to go to Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse and bathe in a lake there. People from all over India do this. Krishna went to Kurukshetra from Dwarka with his queens, and Radharani and the gopis went from Vrindavan to meet him. When the gopis met Krishna's queens, the queens said to them, we have not actually had Krishna's presence. We think he is absent-minded because we can't tell what he is thinking. When he is asleep and dreaming, sometimes he calls, O Lalita, O Vishaka, O Yashoda, O Mother Rohini. He says many things when he is dreaming. We have heard all the Vraja Gopis and Vraja Balakas' names many times, and now you are here. Whether Krishna lives in Mathura or Dwarka, he always remembers you. Krishna's queens glorified the Vraja Gopis in this way. When Krishna first met with the Vraja Gopis in Kurukshetra, they asked him, how long will we wait for you? He said, in a short time, in a few years, I shall go back to Vrindavan. Don't think I won't go. I am bound to go. Don't think that I live here. Actually, I live with all of you in Vrindavan. Every day you are getting my association in Vrindavan. What you are doing with me is positive. You think it is negative, but it is positive. What I am doing here is negative. Every day in Vrindavan my pastimes are going on, and every day you are getting my association. You are giving me nourishment every day, and that is positive. Whatever you are doing there is positive. when Krishna said this to the gopis, Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam, implying, I shall come back to Vrindavan to see you. They believed it. That is why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gave this shloka before the above one in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eta tahre kahi Krishna raje yaite satrishna eka shloka padi shuna aila sei shloka shuni radha kandila sakala badha Krishna praptye pratiti haila. Quote, while speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain him. End of quote. If you say something to someone in an exclusive way, they will understand it. If you say to someone, yesterday we were taking prasadam together, and you were giving me fried sabji, and we were talking and laughing. If you say that in an exclusive way, that person must believe it. He will think, yes, yes, that happened. So after hearing the following shloka, Radharani got good nourishment. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritak vaya kalpate Dishtya yad asin matsneho bhavatinang mad apana. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:82-44. Quote, if you, Radharani, hear what I am saying, you will see this is the truth. Every day I am living with you. Every day there are my pastimes in Vrindavan, and every day you are getting my association. Every day you are giving me nourishment, and that is positive. End of quote. Mahaprabhu sent Damodar to Navadvip and instructed him to tell Mother Shachi, every day I come to take the prasadam you prepare for me. Mahaprabhu said, Mother Shachi thinks she is dreaming. It is not a dream. I eat from her hand every day. You tell her that and remind her that yesterday I came and took prasadam from her. She cooks many nice preparations for the deities, such as shak, etc. And afterwards she gives them to me. And when I eat them, she becomes very happy. But she thinks she is dreaming. When she sees the plate has nothing on it, she thinks she forgot to put food from the pots on the plate. She goes to the kitchen and sees there is no food in the pots, and she thinks she is dreaming. The positive truth is that I ate everything. Remind my mother of that, and she will believe it. This is an example of telling someone something in an exclusive way. When Krishna said to Radharani and the gopis that he goes to Vrindavan every day and plays with them, they believed it. Actually, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He always lives in Vrindavan. Krishno nyo yadu sambhuto ya purna sost yata para Vrindavanam parityajya sakvachin naiva gacchati. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, Chapter 1, Verse 67. Vrindavanam parityajya sakvachin naiva gacchati. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Krishna does not leave Vrindavan, not even for one moment. He lives there with the Vraja Balakas, the Sakis, and the Gopis, etc. Krishna's pastimes are always going on in Vrindavan. Every night, with his two confidential associates, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu heard and tasted the ecstasy of Jayadev's Gita Govinda, the Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, the Sri Krishna Karnamrita, and the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati. Chandidasa Vidyapati Rayera Nataka Giti Karnamrita Shri Gita Govinda. Swarupa Ramananda Sane Mahaprabhu Ratri Dine Gaya Shune Parama Ananda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 2, Verse 77. They were able to get and to take the real and direct association of Sri Krishna. After Jayadev, Vidyapati, and Chandidas, only Rupa Goswami could sing those types of songs. Once you start expressing Krishna Leela, you cannot stop. There is so much ecstasy, you cannot stop. Madurang, madurang, vapur asya vibhor. Madurang, madurang, vadanang, maduram. Madhu gandhi mridu smitam etad aho. Madurang, 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 maduram. Krishna Karnamrita by Sri Bilva Mangala Thakur. When Srila Guru Maharaj would express Krishna Leela, he would forget who was in front of him. As he was speaking, he would forget who was there, who was hearing. One day I said to Guru Maharaj, "You are giving the meaning of the Gayatri Mantram, the Rig Veda Mantra, etc. And the Vedas say one isn't supposed to give their meaning. It is a private matter, so why are you giving it?" Srila Guru Maharaj said, "O Govinda Maharaj, what are you thinking? What expressions and ideas come from the Gayatri Mantram? We are giving the Gayatri Mantram to others, and they will meditate on it and feel it after reaching perfection. No one is giving anything before perfection. If I don't give it, I think no one will give it in the future. No one has given it before, so I feel I should give it. It is necessary for the conditioned souls. Many devotees want to know the meaning, so I am giving it." The meaning was published from the San Jose Math in the Guardian of Devotion. Everyone in our sampradaya was amazed to see it. What Srila Guru Maharaj gave is extremely worshipable. The inner meaning of the Gayatri Mantram, etc. He knew everything, and he was the only one who knew everything. Once he told he went to feed the cows in the field, and when he sat underneath a tree and was meditating on the Gayatri Mantram, he suddenly saw the whole Vishwarup form of the Lord. The whole effulgence of the Gayatri Mantram became manifest before him. That was his first experience with the Gayatri Mantram. After that, Guru Maharaj had many experiences, but if he would tell them, it would be difficult for others to understand. That is, if you don't have a good instrument for receiving, how will you receive it? The wall cannot receive radio waves. Our insides are not adjusted to receive transcendental knowledge. It may exist within us, but we are not adjusted to receive it. If we can fine-tune or adjust ourselves, everything will be revealed in our heart. Hridaya haite bale jivara agrete chale shabda rupe nache anukshana. Kante more banga swara, anga kanpe tara tara, stira haite na pare charana. Sharanagati by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When we are internally adjusted to receive transcendental knowledge, the mantra will forcefully come and dance on our tongue. This is the real dance of Mahaprabhu, or the real dance of the holy name. Tung de tandavini rating vitanute tundavali labdhaye. Karna kroda kadhambini gatayate karnar budhe bhyaspriham. Chaitak prangana sangini vijayate saravindriyanam kriting. No jane janita kiyadbhir amritai krishneti varna dwayi. Vidagdha Madhava chapter 1, verse 15. When Srila Rupa Goswami expressed these glories of the holy name, Srila Haridas Thakur said, "I have never heard this type of shloka describing the holy name before. I have heard many glories of the holy name, but I never heard this type of shloka." Haridas Thakur said this, and he was a Siddha Mahatma, a perfected soul. Quote, "When we are chanting, the mantra is revealing itself on our tongue. At that time, an eagerness for millions of tongues will come to us. If we will get those, we will be satisfied. We are hankering for millions of ears when we hear of the real form of Krishna. Cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvindriyanam kritam. When the Maha Mantra dances in our mind, the mind is dancing." End of quote. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that when the holy name is revealing on the mental plane, devastation comes to the mind through the presence of Krishna Nam. That is real Krishna Nam.